I want to welcome welcome Laura, Mr. Boswell, and Scott to the council. And we'll go ahead and call the council for January 9th for session. And I think the first order of business will be reorganization. So we need to nominate anybody for vice president. First, Roger was vice president. He is retired now. Do we have anybody that would be interested? Nominate somebody?
No.
Probably better not, just because of my schedule. I appreciate that. Alex, you interested?
I was going to say I would actually nominate Mike.
All right.
Mike? I don't care. Accepted? Okay. Have a nomination for vice president for Mike Keeney, a second for Mike?
I'll second that.
Okay, a motion and a second for Mike. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Mike, you're vice president. Now we need a motion for president.
I'll make a motion for Jay Sullivan as president again.
No, sir.
The motion is second for president. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Mr. Goodwin isn't here yet. He's first on the agenda. Mr. Order?
Evening, everybody. I got a few things here. First and foremost, I had sent to Sheila and Laura a couple of financial things. One of the numbers that I gave, and I don't know if you have that sheet, maybe Laura, is not correct because of some things that have happened, but when all the budgeting was done and it was up in the air whether Kristen would go full-time or not, the final budget, once she's approved of that, included the amount for her full-time salary plus all of the money that she would have needed if she had stayed part-time, and I don't need that much part-time in my budget. All that was needed is enough if we do the summer intern again and pay her the last 2 weeks of 2016, where she was still for the first payroll of this year when she was still part-time. So I would want to go ahead and deobligate most of that $10,250 and then move $1,750 from part-time help to economic development. And as I explained, we have a couple of outstanding grants from the state, and on one of them we thought that we would wrap it up in 2016 and did not, so that local match was in the 2016 budget and we did not appropriate it for 2017. We now know that we're still working on those, finishing up those grants, so I need that transfer to make up for the money that we did not spend in 2016. And then we also want to deobligate our internet services line item, because as of this week or late last week, we no longer have our own separate Lightstream account. If we're on the same single package through the courthouse that IT department controls, I just have to have enough for the December bill and the first week of or so of January before our services cut. So that actually shouldn't be $550, but I think $520, so that I can cover the part portion in January that still needs to be paid. So in short, I need that transfer of $1,750 from part-time help to economic development, the obligation of $10,250 from part-time, and the obligation of $520 from internet services. How many times do you get somebody come to the very first meeting of the year giving money back to you?
So those deobligations are really transfers?
No, just the one for $1,750. The other, that just disappear. It'll cut the entire CDC budget by $10,770. We don't need that money. Now that we're not paying our own internet bill, and like I said, we're not going to have other than maybe a summer intern, we're not going to have part-time staff in the office since Kristen is full-time.
Any questions for Nathan regarding the request?
So the part-time money then that you're deobligating is coming?
We'll just go back into CDIT, unappropriated. We're just going to keep enough. Like I said, Kristen, the payroll this year, the first one of this year was her last two weeks as part-time, and then if we have a summer intern again, but most of it we have no use for because she's full-time. And it was just the way it ended up getting approved, because of the way I kind of confusedly prepared the budget versus what Sheila had to submit in a more streamlined version to the council. That is just got a little muddled.
Right, yeah, no, I see what you're doing.
Any more questions for Nathan?
I'm going to approve the transfer.
I'll second that.
Okay, we got a motion and a second to approve the transfer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. How about the two deobligations? That should be a pretty simple case.
Yep. So moved.
I'll second that.
Okay, we got a motion and a second to deobligate the money, $10,770. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next thing, very quickly, I know you guys will deal with your few appointments tonight. Doug Roth is the CDC council member. Technically, his appointment is through 2018, but obviously it is your prerogative whether you want to keep that or you want to replace him. Our bylaws do not require being a member of the council, just somebody appointed by the council. It's up. Doug is willing to stay on if you wanted to. If one of you wants to fill that, it would beginning on the 1st of March, it would be a two-year term to finish out. a one-year term to finish out his term. It's up to you guys.
Didn't we discuss this at the last meeting, but do we have to vote on it this meeting?
No, he's set in this
meeting. He's set unless you guys want to change it.
Yeah, we don't need to do anything until 2018. So I don't think anybody have any problem with Doug serving on the board. He wanted to do it, so...
And this time next year, he'll be done, and, you know, I mean, theoretically, he'd be eligible for a second term, but I imagine at that point... We prefer to put somebody from the council on once it comes up. And then finally, I emailed this out, but I will pass copies out. At the December of when Linda had asked for sort of a rough schedule of how we would proceed if we were to move forward with our proposed industrial park in the west of the county. I will note, first of all, last week the commissioners officially walked back last year's commissioner's decision possibly to sell the county farm to help to fund this. So that part of that is off the table. If we do move forward, it will be strictly ceded or a combination of ceded and grant money. I will note, as I got to rethinking these, there are two options for the acquisition. We can just buy it with cash and then wait on infrastructure for applying for a grant, or theoretically, we can include the acquisition in the grant process. I did the number crunching, and short term, if we waited and put the acquisition into the grant, it would save us a little more than $200,000. The downside is that if we do it that way, that obligates us really to move forward with complete infrastructure installation right up front rather than waiting to see what sort of interest we have once we have the property. Maybe doing, if we get one business in there and it's on the north side, we can just run it with cash and it'd be a pretty easy job for the town utilities before we start getting into complete infrastructure development for the whole 55 acres. It would also mean that there's no chance of getting any road construction, like a direct route to 421 or rail spurs funded in the grant. And the rail is going to be the costliest thing. So if we end up proceeding with this project, and for now we proceed purchasing it just with cash, we spend an extra $200,000 up front, but we end up spending a lot more down the road to put in infrastructure, rail and potential road and rail infrastructure without grant assistance. And we probably end up losing $500,000 to $1 million in potential.
This needs to be discussed with the commissioners in a joint session with you to sit down and whenever you think it needs to be started or you get to that point, put some of this down on paper so we can look at it, analyze it, and make a good decision. Right? Yeah, I think
that's where things stand. On the short term, if we try to use the grant for the cap for the land and infrastructure, we save $200,000 up front.
Right.
Spend a heck of a lot more long term of local cash because we've taken big chunks of it out of the grant eligibility.
My one concern with one of the comments that you made was that if someone went in, it would be very inexpensive to get the infrastructure started. But the infrastructure would need to be sized for the division as a whole.
Right. The sizing, but as far as like running.
Yep, or your lines, if you have to run a water line to the building, it needs to be a 6-inch
right.
line.
Not well, I just mean that it would be easy in terms of
right.
the distance. You know, we wouldn't have to put in a half mile of line. We
okay.
might only have to put
I
in
what you're
200.
We need to make sure
yeah.
that when we put
yeah.
it in, it's solid.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just in terms of linear
right.
footage,
and
we wouldn't have to do a whole lot for the north end of the building.
Right. It's kind of hard to, you know, guess at what business may go in there, so you kind of have to oversize it a little bit just
yeah.
in case you don't want to turn somebody
oh,
down
no.
because they can't.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's what, and then like I said, this is a very rough, this is assuming land is purchased with cash alone and we hold off on the grant for development. This is a very rough timeline. You can see some of the costs you've already incurred, 1 and 2, and then going down. Depending on, and the 6, 7, 8, 9 are all in bold, the numbers. That's because those are sort of flexible. You might do some engineering, and you might end up with a one tenant on the far north end of the property before we ever need to apply for the grant because of where it is on the property. We might not get anything until we have started developing the infrastructure more fully. But that's where things stand right now.
All right. Any questions for Nathan? But please, we need to get. We want to get this going.
You guys say the magic word, and I will.
Right.
And I know tomorrow night the CDC will be discussing this at our meeting tomorrow night.
Okay. I mean, we need interest, obviously. I can't see doing, you know, putting the infrastructure in unless we get somebody there. At least interested, but we need, I think, at least put the commitment forward that if we do have an interest, that we will proceed with it.
We've talked about this. It's,
because the money is there.
You're an engineering. It's hard to, you know, if you walk into my office today and say, I want to put a factory in over there, how long is it going to take from that conversation for you to have design plans done and for us to get that constructed? Longer than he's going to want to wait.
3 months could be 3 months. But if we have the plans in place, it's nothing
and,
to do with
and that's
the
step that we can.
Right.
We
if we get the plans in place, we don't upsize the equipment, depending on what. But, I mean, the engineer should be able to estimate what is required for that. And at least we know and make sure that if we have the utility has their name there.
Has there been any studies done yet on the available, you know, because we build
we
a
did
business,
build, yeah,
have
we
done
engineering on the property?
But beyond the property to entice business to come here, we have to have manpower and labor and stuff. Has anybody done any labor studies or anything? Has
nothing formal, no, mostly available census data, that sort of thing. And one of the reasons that we've been pushing over in this direction of the county as opposed to more over here, besides the utility or the infrastructure, the rail, closer proximity to major highways, is that even if in our county the workforce is pretty small, you know, populations,
right, that's
getting us a lot closer, you know, much shorter driving distance to much larger population centers, your Southern Lake County, Porter County, LaPorte County, that sort of thing. And I do have some data on trades availability up into that region that we don't have down here, but of course at the same time, depending on whether it's a widget factory or a Wajet factory or a, you know, you don't know what kind of specific labor skills we're going to need until we're at that point. Any other questions
right
now?
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Jeff. Hello. Yes, it is. Pull right back down. I'm here tonight because I'm requesting two additionals. The first additional is for my department's building and structure repair. As per a phone call with that was had earlier, I was instructed to make an additional request of $50,000 to give myself an operating budget for building and structure. As it stands, zero.
Jeff, has that been advertised? We were going to advertise that in December so we can vote on it today. Was that advertised? Do you know?
I don't know. All I know, I filled out the papers, paperwork, stuff for it all.
what kind of a bind is it going to put you into if we need to advertise it, obviously, and then vote on it next month, so it'll be a month?
I'm in a bind already.
All right.
But, you know.
We can put, what kind of money do you need to get you by for a month? Because I don't think that was advertised. I don't think your budget, that 50 grand was advertised. So we can't, I hate to give that all to you. We can get you money, emergency money, what you need right now, and then we can put that in for you. You know? You don't know?
No.
Would the board approve when he gets his investments in for what he needs? It needs done and worked in. Would the board approve Laura getting with me then and just approving that on an emergency basis until our next meeting so we can operate with this budget? So we get this budget set?
This is for. Explain it again. What
building structure repair.
The stuff that we told you to go ahead and start on?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And see, we did have that last month's meeting.
Right.
And there might have been a little misconception. Nobody knows for sure whether it was advertised. We can't prove it until it was advertised. And we can do this on an emergency basis and then vote it in next month. You know, when we
is
vote.
This for the bathroom sewer gas?
This is for my operating budget, for my department's budget to fix repair. All the buildings.
Oh, okay.
So this isn't just for the, that wasn't in your, you got money to take care of those items.
That's already been taken care
right.
of. That was taken from last year's budget.
Well, can you then just let us know what you need and then we can, as you need it, you can put a limit on it. You can put a limit on it. And then as you need stuff, you can say, hey, Laura, I need this to pay this guy. Or can it wait until next month?
I can come up.
We're going to get you 50 grand. It's going to be advertised. We just can't do it today. So if you can wait a month, great. If not,
I can come up with what my expenditures are as of now and have that to you tomorrow morning.
That'll work. What?
As long as you have approval. Right. As long as you approve something that says, hey, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's going to be approved by the board. It's just it's with the transition of the auditors and situation, I don't know that this got advertised.
Okay.
And...
Well, then, did my other request not get advertised either? That was for the maintenance department absorbing the custodial position from the county highway department.
I don't know if that would have to be advertised. We talked about that. We approved that last meeting, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if there's anything that we need to do on that.
Okay.
We're not adding any money to any change. Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Except if we change in the budgets.
Well, but I didn't have that amount budgeted into my.
Yes, we need to add that to it. But you got money right now to take care of it to a certain point.
To a certain point, yes.
Yeah,
then I can
we'll
handle
do that.
Now.
Yeah, we'll do that. That's not a problem. Yeah, we agreed to that prior, so that's a done deal.
All right. Then all you need from me is something showing what I need right now.
Tomorrow.
And then at the next council meeting next month.
We'll get 50 grand advertised and then we'll vote on it.
I guess
as
too.
We agreed to before, I'm sure it was.
But as we go along, you were going to try and bring, because this is just operating, this has nothing to do with any of the repairs.
This is the overall money that I used to repair it up to
okay.
all the buildings.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just a little bit frustrated. It took me a month and a half to come up with a budget that was wiped out at the last minute, and now I'm a month into the new year and I have no money to spend on repairs. So, okay, I'll get you the information.
Carry on as usual.
I think we just need something that says what's going to, if you need extra each month, what it's going to be, because we said we need to move forward with the repairs. So, right?
The ADA compliance repairs.
That's two separate
things. Two separate issues, yeah.
Those things, the
you're talking just your general operating budget.
Right. Filters, broken down equipment, replacement parts.
We just need to approve the money for, if we want to spend $50,000 or $20,000, we need to approve that much money. The commissioner will decide on what we've done. I mean, it's like we're kind of being the commissioner here.
What we did is we took the $50,000 out of his budget. And we need to put it back in.
I know, but we shouldn't be telling.
It's okay.
We are supposed to approve the budget. The commissioners are supposed to approve the
where
it goes.
Right. And we had agreed to $50,000 for his budget for his.
Yeah. But I know it has to be advertised,
mm-hmm.
but we have to pay what's been paid on an emergency basis now for his And that's what it's for, that's 1 month. So
right,
I'll make the motion for let the president of the board approve the amount that Jeff needs on the current expense.
Okay. That's good.
I'll second.
Okay, we've got a motion to second to allow the president of the council to approve the, we call it emergency funds for the maintenance director to do the work to keep courthouse and the county property running properly until we can approve his budget. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, opposed? Okay, motion carries. And then make sure we get the 50 grand advertised so we can.
And this 50 grand was money you were supposed to get, but somehow got removed from the budget and budget process?
We put it out of the budget to meet all the state budgeting requirements. And we're going to add it back to him, back for
back
him.
In on the back.
Yes, we're adding it in on the back side. Okay. We had to take it out without doing some other things. That's what we did, and we'll give it. That was
yes.
It's going
to
be his.
It makes sense. I just was trying to figure out how he lost $50,000 that he would have that we already knew that you got to have to do business with.
Right. That's like what it was.
Okay. Okay.
I see the
plan
stuff going out right. Thank you, Mr. Ruff. Did your snowplow truck yet?
No, it's in the county, but it doesn't have a bed or anything on it yet.
Okay.
The bottom line is, snow living in the snow.
Oh, we haven't had lots yet.
We got some questions for you. And we thank the world for the Hay Creek deal, but now we've got to replace an employee. In-house, if somebody transfers from one department to another, what's the pay scale that comes to the county?
At least the matrix starts in at whatever service they have for that department, right? That's not what it's supposed to be. Is that Allen's? Put you guys on the spot.
Give us the scenario.
Okay, the bottom line is we've got a guy that wants to come to work at the county highway. He's working at the transfer station right now. He's making 16.28 an hour. I believe our starting pay is 16.05.
So he's 0 to 1 year?
Yeah.
He hasn't been there a year yet.
He hasn't been there.
Does he have a CDL license?
Yes, he does.
That makes a difference on your
That's why
he's that was why he was making more at the that's what I was afraid to run into. Because we gave the recycling a little bit more than your general labor because you guys didn't require CDLs.
Yes, we do.
No,
we do have
CDLs. Well, they have to have for us.
Between you and our
your general laborers?
all of your people have. Except for part-time.
Yes, everybody has.
CDL license. That's a requirement. Bottom line is, I don't want to get into that can of worms, I guess, but you remember the meeting where Brad suggested that they get more money because they got a CDL license. We all got a CDL license. He's on the high end of the pay scale out there. He comes to us. He hasn't had a year of service. So does he go to the 16.05 or with the matrix, does he go down in the 13.83?
1863.
That's where we're.
That's what our major consultants we had.
For that first year, you guys went with the. You told us to start at the, taking that 10% off, for 0 to 1 year.
That's how the matrix works, correct? It kind of handcuffs you, and then on the other side of the fence, if you can understand what I'm trying to say, is we hire him in February, first February, that rolls over. Until next February, be his anniversary date.
No, I thought we went calendar year. Alex, we discussed
it's
that.
It's calendar year.
Okay, that's his anniversary date, would be the next year, the 1st of February. So you're telling me then it's to the following January before he'd get his bump? That's almost 2 years of 1363.
For a new employee.
No, he'd have the.
It doesn't go with your anniversary date.
It's a calendar year. How your years of service are. So if he 2017 or 2016 was his first year.
Just say, for instance, we hire somebody February 1st. What would their pay rate be come next year?
February 1st.
Or January.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
We wouldn't hire them December 30th.
Well, then they only have
one day. One day, and they've been there a year.
That's why
I think it should be your hire end date where it should be, but I know.
But we've been going on the year deal. You understand what I'm trying to say? Not the anniversary date. I call the anniversary date the hiring date.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying to say here? It's kind of a mess. Right?
I can't believe we're hiring somebody in with a CDL license for $13 an hour. Are you getting anybody to come in for me?
No. Well, we've got a couple guys, but we haven't explained to them exactly what we're going to pay them. And this in-house thing's another issue.
We didn't have them starting at that when we first came up with the matrix. But the board, the council decided that you that 0 to 1 year, you pretty much took it back to the 10% off and got your 90%, whatever it was.
We've got a couple guys interested, but I haven't told them flat out what they're going to make for sure. Like this in-house deal. He hasn't worked for the county a total calendar year.
How long has he been over there?
He just said last spring. I don't know. I didn't look into it any farther than that.
So how long does he have to be here to get the 1605 rate?
Well, he's getting 16.
I mean, if he goes to the county health department.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you guys.
Oh, I thought it would be on the major.
Well, what's your thing? 2 to 8? You're 2 to 8. What do you go to?
Years.
See, after a year, you get a bump. Well, now I'm sorry here. I was just handing it to you. I guess what I'm getting at is, starts out 1605. After a year of service, then it jumps up to 1670. Correct?
You're talking the recycling, or you're talking you?
I'm talking us. I don't really know the recycling. I didn't bring the recycling. But on the other hand, with this new matrix, our new employees should get 1363. This is the old pay scale.
Then they bump up to 1617.
After 1 year?
Yep.
So they go from 1363 to 16 something in a year?
Well, it's a year. Wow. You got to go the whole to the 1st of January. What I'm trying to say is this guy could have worked almost 2 years.
Where's he at?
You do a whole calendar year, yeah.
Say at the recycling right now.
1628.
And what would he be as an entry?
16.
That's what we don't know. 16, whatever is where I'm.
17, I'm told.
17.
Would he be there? Or would he be another employee? I mean, he's still within the calendar. I don't know where the matrix is.
Either has
part of the transfer of a guy.
Yeah. It's a plus being he's in the house. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
You know, he's in the system the whole 9 yards, probably got the insurance. Bottom line is, he hasn't worked for the county a total calendar year.
Yeah.
So he comes to the county highway. Does he get, what's he get?
We said the whole purpose of this was longevity.
Yes.
So you're rewarded for your longevity. And so we said you could transfer within departments.
That's the in-house term.
Yeah. 2 to 3 years.
I mean, if he had 5 years, that'd be a real plus for him, but he doesn't have 5 years.
But if you want to promote people moving up or expanding within departments and stuff from one department to another, if you tell somebody they're making $16 an hour one place, but they've been there for 5 years, but they move to another department, they're going to be dropped down to the beginning rate.
It's only
that
the 0 to 1 year.
Only in the 0 to 1 year.
Years of service would be a plus if he just moved from one department to another. The only thing that's hurting him is he hasn't got a total calendar year. After the first year, then you're...
If he was already 2 years, he'd move over from 1625, if that's what he's making there, to, it says 1617, but, I mean...
He hasn't been there a full year yet.
No.
Why is he not want to put it here?
Why is he making 16
now?
Transfer station.
The transfer station and their, aren't they on, their hours are different too. The hours they work.
I was told today they work 40 hours a week. I don't know how that works.
Theirs is under, like, You'd have to look at the hours because there was a difference in the transfer station versus the you guys, as far as your hours. 2080 versus 1080 versus...
I don't know for sure how many.
So we'd be basically be giving 3 months or 4 months or whatever a pay at 16 something instead of 13 something. Because as soon as you see, he'll be a year. Come spring, he'll be here a year anyway, so then he'd be bumped up to 16.
The way that works, OJ, with our department now is say he hired on the 1st of April. The 1st of April would be your 3 months, you know, we're going to pay him, but he doesn't get that till the 1st of January, then, correct? You understand that's his anniversary date, April 1st.
If you're going calendar year, it'll be January to January.
Yeah. So that's what we was talking about, if we had a new employee come for 1363,
yeah,
they'd have to work, say, February to February. Then they got to wait until the next January to get their bump up
pay. Almost 22 months.
If you're going calendar year to calendar year. Basically 22 months.
But longevity within the county is going to be from his hire on
date. Yes.
That wherever he started with the calendar. So it's not going to be you guys aren't starting his calendar year with February.
I see where you're getting that. So the 1st of January really wouldn't be much.
If he started in the spring, then, and I have to check with that because I'm not going to lie to you. When we proposed this and we approved it and gave it to Sheila to put into the budget, am I not mistaken, Alex, that this was based on a calendar year?
Yes.
Because there were too many start dates. According to her, what Sheila had said, her record keeping has to be.
I think we all kind of agreed we'd stick with the calendar year
right. Basis.
The only thing in this case is it really hurt if he was, say somebody just come in off the street, I'll just say bluntly, 1363, and we hired him the 1st of February, that'd be 22 months at that pay scale, correct?
First year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a year.
Well, the way we've been doing it, hasn't it? Then, okay, I guess I got you. It'd be the 1617.
After that, when they start their second year, which is after their first year. It looks like I'm here 2 years.
Well, we had two employees here. It was after the 1st of January where they bumped up in the matrix, I guess, and then they automatically go to the next pay scale after the 1st of January. That's where I'm getting confused on this, I guess. So.
Yeah, I'm confused there too. I understand what you mean now. That makes sense.
So basically, if we hire a new employee off the street, he's only going to work 10 months. Then he's going to get a month of pay?
Well, if you hire him when?
In February.
Yeah.
So he would work till the 1st of January, and then he'd be making the 1670.
What if he hired in November?
And then he only works a month, correct?
According to Sheila, and you know, I guess that's...
Well, it seems like he'd wait the 1 year and then bump it.
But that was what had been discussed so many times before, was then it threw everything off with her accounting and what she had to provide to the state and the budget. I'm really looking forward to hearing I plan on trying to get to some of these state meetings to really get a good feel for the budget, because I feel like we, at least I'm speaking for myself, I can't make heads and tails in the budget sometimes.
Seriously. No, and literally, the reason why we did the calendar was because it was consistent. Otherwise, every single month you've got another person getting another raise and bumping up. And
how do you do your budget? You know what I'm getting at. Everything out of line.
Mm-hmm. And you're good with your budget as far as paying this guy $16-$17 an hour.
That's pretty much has become an industrial standard too.
Recycling guy.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it'd be the same pay scale the other guy was getting, so it wouldn't be a factor.
He would take it. There's no factor for you. If he'd come to the highway.
See, and we never said this was perfect. We knew that this first year...
Yeah, it went a whole year to get it bumped.
We knew that this first year was going to be... This is stuff we have to discuss, though, because we haven't encountered any of this.
Right.
This is not going to be perfect. We said it was a work in progress.
Well, that's basically how the matrix works, I guess. The bottom line is, this is the first time we've really had to deal with it.
Thanks for bringing it up.
We're just asking. We want to be able to give him the name.
what do we want to give you the answer on, guys? We've got the commissioners in the building. What do they think?
Okay, and this is the other thing. Is there a position open, or is this a new position?
No, it's a position.
The position's open.
Okay.
Kent, you have any comment on that? No care.
Well, you got like Clinton said, you got to have a starting date. You know, and you can't keep jumping all around. I mean,
right.
You're going to go like from January 1st, and that's when everybody's going to get bumped up. Say you're going to have an anniversary, it should be changing. Jess will be changing stuff out there all the time.
That's right.
But his strategic, if he hired in the spring with you,
say we hired him the first of that,
he'd be getting 16, 17 now.
Well, that's
because he gets his bump in January.
No, he'd be getting, if he hired. This is it. This is a unique example because it's somebody who's coming from one department. And again, we tried with the matrix to make everybody in the county as even as we could. The sheriff's office and EMS were a little bit separate. Mm-hmm. And then the highway, you actually have a little bit higher salary because of than the other managers or department heads because of the amount of people you oversee. So we tried to balance everything out to be as equal and as fair.
Yeah, I think it was fair. I'm just trying to figure out how it works. Right now,
if you follow this, he's going to start off at that 13.
Coming.
Something.
And he'll have to work until next January to get 16.
Mm-hmm.
Why? He's going to have his year because his anniversary hit.
Well, that's what I was.
First of all, if he's much of an employee, he's probably going to not move because he's going to say, I'm not taking a $3 an hour pay cut. Right. I wouldn't do it.
Right. A handicap to him. Why would he?
I mean,
so this is a unique situation where just from one department to another, that first 1 year is going to be a little bit, obviously, a pretty decent difference.
I've got another question for you. Maybe this is, what if he works at the department he's in now for a year and then transfers?
You can do it without a person?
I'm not saying we could, but in this case, if he worked a year at the position he's at, then he'd be locked in a year at the county. Then that way he wouldn't get handicapped with the 1363, right?
He'd start off that year wage for the 2 year.
But he's already worked a year for the county.
No, he hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
He just started in spring, they said.
Well, I thought you said as soon as January hits, he's going to start a year.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. So he's already bumped up to that. So you guys are paying whatever you want to pay for a year. It's over.
That's what you're saying. You get $16 already. You started at 13. You started a year ago. How did you get the 16 grand?
He's not in our department.
No. If he just started there, how'd you get from the 13 to the 16?
The only thing I could see there, Kenny, is maybe he was locked in before the matrix.
Yeah.
You understand? He got
and then they stayed.
He
didn't drop anybody.
He couldn't drop.
He kept people where
Because
we had a guy or two on that.
If he'd done it from year to year with him, the first of the year, he'd already be.
Yeah.
Say January 1st of this year.
So that would be something.
He would have just moved up to the top pay in his department if he started in March of 2016, January 1st of 2017, he would have his 1 year calendar date.
That would have to be something Lord would have to verify.
I'll make the motion to pay your 16, 17, or
but be careful, because that's one thing we don't want
to,
we need
to know the information.
We try to be consistent. We want to, my big word is consistency.
But if he hired in the spring with the highway department.
Correct, I agree.
He'd be making 16, 17 now.
But we need to check with Laura to make sure that that's what they have in the system as his. If I can look at what he made this last year at at recycling and then what he is at now currently, if he's at the next bump up, then he'd be fine going over to you guys.
Well, he's got to be at the top level.
He's supposed to be. He's supposed to be. If it all worked right.
I was thinking he had to work a year before this took
effect.
Mike said, what if he started December 20th?
Lucky you.
You work 11 days and then you get a bump up.
Yep.
Lucky day.
Okay, we got a motion on the table to give the gentleman the 16, 17, which will be actually taking a pay decrease still.
Correct. At least I've got a figure for him.
Did you have a figure for him? So we got a motion on the table to give the gentleman a 16, 17 an hour figure. Entertain a second.
Do we need a motion for that?
Yeah, because it's.
I don't think.
Isn't that just, if it's part of the matrix?
It's part of the matrix, and it should be. That should be how it is.
So why do we need a motion from the council for?
You're making it anyway.
To be honest with you, I just wanted this straight up. So
right. I know you wanted a discussion more than we need a motion.
How about if I?
I'll withdraw my motion. Okay, motion withdrawn.
And 16-17
is your answer. Okay.
Yeah. And Laura will double check to make sure that's how it's.
Yeah.
Then you have another question on the employee re-policy, increase in pay.
Scott's here, Mike, and there, guys, give me a break. Yes. On this, and I don't know what kind of candidates were in here either. This is on this asset management coordinator deal we was talking about.
Right. And you wanted to bump her up, which we had discussed last year.
So where are we at on this one?
This is Jessica?
Yeah.
She's making this now.
No, she's fell into the first of January. She got a bump up to
16.
She's up here.
Yeah,
she's
in
the
ordinance
thing. She's right here.
Is she making this one or this one?
Second one.
Second one? Okay. And
what is that?
16.
We're not going to change her years.
26. Okay.
But what can we do as far as her? Can we?
No, she's at the. She's at right now in the foreman with the 3%.
She's in the foreman group here. Right here's where she's at.
And so.
If she's already bumping up.
Right, so did we bump her up?
The matrix.
The matrix bumped her up automatically.
And you
want to bump her up
more than what the matrix?
We had talked about it.
We talked about giving her a straight bonus, which would be very difficult to do, which we agreed to. Then we said, well, we could maybe bump her up on the matrix to a different, to a higher position, which would be instead of foreman, what? What do we got? General foreman, free?
You have to be Terry's.
And I'll say that gets into a really sticky spot, because if we do for one, then we got to start everybody else.
Well, no, that's depending on what the superintendent wants
but
to
it
do.
Changed, but then it changes everything.
I know. That's
It literally starts to change everything. It doesn't just change the hourly wage, but it also changes with the insurance and everything else that's involved in that. And it.
You guys gave her the bonus.
No.
Okay.
No.
So that's what we talked about was the one-time bonus
last
for doing this.
Last year in the budget, when you ran the budget, that's where that came up.
That's where it came up. It was difficult to give her a bonus.
But it wasn't called a bonus because she did this project that you would have paid somebody else a bunch of money for, and you decided to give her a.
The bottom line is on the you guys that don't know this asset management thing. Some counties hired this out for $50,000,
got up to $70,000.
Oh wow!
And we done it in house. She done most of the work. We
got
the
road works.
And we was asking for a $2,500. Okay. That's what we was asking.
Okay, that makes
your
difference.
Update on that, and it was we thought passed in the budget for this year. I guess is what I'm trying to say. And then lo and behold, it got taken away. And we've had a little conferences here and there. The bottom line is, what do we do? She did get the bump, the year bump in the matrix. I'm not disputing that. But we kind of wanted a little bit more than that, I guess.
She's going to get that anyway, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she's done a
slight. And I thought we said we would do that. That if you had it in your budget, right, and you
correct.
Were going to take it out as a one-time bonus.
What we wanted to do was...
I don't want to call it bonus, but it was like a reimbursement for her doing that project. That it would have been taken out
of this year, if there wasn't as much work involved, it would go back down.
Right.
Correct. But how you do it?
I thought we approved that you guys could do with your budget what you wanted and give her...
I see what you're doing, but, you know, she got paid while she was doing that. You know, so now you're getting double pay.
No, you're not getting double pay.
Well, you're getting paid for doing your job, and then you're going to get a bonus for doing your job, which, I mean, I can see why you do that, because other people are getting $40,000 to it. But it's kind of hard to do, and then, you know, you got taxes. You got to get taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
all that stuff on there. It's going to be hard.
There's nothing easy about it.
It's going to be hard to pay her that much.
I just like to reward her for the money she saved the county, basically. We just had a slacker there and had to hire it done because it cost us $50,000.
Exactly. I mean, I agree, but I don't know how you can do that without being, you know,
right. You're the VP man, come up with something.
Okay, you guys, let's see, we'll have a fish fry. Hey, how about this? You can start, you maybe you can,
you think on it, it's nothing else, I don't know. We're all,
yeah, exactly.
We're all the same boat. We,
and she did.
You look into it, and if there's any reason why you can't, as a county highway superintendent, do that with that money in your budget, I don't think the council can have a problem with it.
No, I mean, and again, you can check with Laura as far as the accounting goes. If there's a line item in the budget that would have been for whatever services,
consulting
services.
Right.
I can't, I mean, why would that be?
I guess what I'm trying to say is we could have hired somebody off
right.
the street and given $50,000.
And
we could reward somebody with two here or whatever. It kind of makes sense.
I think the consulting.
She actually went above and beyond.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, sure.
But I do agree with Linda. Look into consulting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way to take it from there.
We don't want to do anything wrong here, so we're
right.
all on the same
right.
page
right.
here.
But we just can't bump her
you,
up.
You got our, yeah, you got her blessing on it as far as just.
We'll do some checking with Laura and see what we possibly can do.
Okay. Sorry. That's what I was thinking. What you can't do. Sorry, Russ. We'll get it done.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Mr. Ridgewine.
Hey, those, what I just passed out is the jail inspection, the commissary law. And then for, you know, you guys have been the veterans here, that's old news to you, but the two new ones, get some information on the sheriff's office. And then the only thing I have is, at the last meeting, last year I came up about needing to buy a jail van that can take the jail van, the old one, the stuff out of it, putting it in the new one, and then a new one, and that my plan was to borrow the money and then pay it back with commissary money. So I started out with one company, and Kevin talked with those people, and heck, it had a big hidden fee in it, so we wound up with just a local bank. And I've got approval from Alliance Bank for $60,000. And what they requested from you guys is a... He called it just your permission for me to do this. So I can't remember now what the word was. I'm sorry. But I don't know if it's just a motion or if it's just something in the minutes that where you guys know that I would be getting this loan. So it's $60,000. It'd be a 5-year term, 4.35% interest. You know, I'm... you've got the commissary balance there as of the end of the year. This one. The first part of that commissary is the law, so you know how it works. But the ending balance as of 2016 to December 31st was $31,925. The commissary makes anywhere from $4,000 to $6,000 a month. You know, we are housing now for I'm housing about 15 people, I think, from Howard County. We've got some level six felons that we're housing for the state. That's in that letter on the front.
What's level six mean?
That's just the low level felonies that we house locally now. That was that State Bill 2010-16 or 10-06 it was.
So the number starts at the bottom.
Yeah,
higher.
Level one is like the old A felony, and now it's level one down through six. And we house those now. The DOC doesn't take those prisoners. When they're sentenced, they stay here, and then the DOC pays us to housing. So that's what that $58,000 that we got last year that we billed DOC.
How long was that loan before? What's the longevity of the
5 years?
5 year loan. And the monthly payments we do.
He didn't say, Jay, it was.
Now, can you sign off on that then, or is it commissioner?
I think I, you know, the commissary money, you know, I sign all those checks. They don't come to the commissioners, they don't come to you guys. The only time I have to come to you guys on the commissary money, if you remember, was where it was something outside of those things listed in the law. The bottom of that, the last thing listed in that law is anything that you and I agree on. The way I understand the bank, they would just feel more comfortable with if you guys knew that I was doing this. You know, I think it's equipment for the jail and the sheriff's office outside of, you know, the commissioners actually sign for the property as far as when we buy something, it becomes titled to them. And so, you know, that's the way I look at it. But anyway, we started with that one company, and you know, he had a crazy feed on there that Kevin found.
And Kevin was telling me about that.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, we need to get to that racket if somebody actually does that. So. But
I make a motion to approve the sheriff borrowing the money to buy a van out of his commissary funds.
Well, before we vote on that, I'd like to know the van, what is wrong? Can you fill me in a little bit on what's wrong with the van that we have now? Why are we getting a new one?
The one we have now, Alex, is a 2004. It's got about 180,000 miles on it. This is the van. You know, last year they did 90,000 miles in transfers, so this van goes all over the state, sometimes out of the state, to pick people up. The last time we brought it out to pick up some people we were arresting, it broke down, and, you know, they get two or three people on that thing on a hot summer's day and it breaks down in Indianapolis. And I just feel more comfortable with a little bit newer vehicle than a 2000.
And so then what happens with the van?
Well, I just got hit up by the road guys that they would like to have a van for their crew. And I really don't care. If nobody in the county wants it, then we run them out to Olson's Auction, they sell them, and the money goes back to the general fund.
Okay.
I know that the coroner's got his eye on the vehicle. It's about ready to be turned over. So most of the time, there's other departments in the county that want them. And I don't have any qualms either way. If you guys want us to sell them or if you'd rather them go to somebody in the county, that doesn't matter to me at all.
It's good for, you know, short trips and everything. I'd say just keep it in the county. It's a decent vehicle. It's got that many miles, and they're long miles, you know, long highway miles.
Oh, yeah. Bad shape. I guess what I'm trying to say is, with Jeff there, that our old van's about shot. We better take our chances on this, and then we can sell ours or whatever you want us to do.
No, I don't have either way.
Okay. Any more discussion? Okay, we got a motion. Entertain a second.
I'll second.
Okay, we'll let Tom second for the sheriff to go ahead and lease the van and pay for a commissary fund. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
This is a van and a. This is two vehicles and a. Getting it switched. So.
Well, this is for you to get the vehicle, the van.
This is for two vehicles, though. What I'm talking about, this is for a replacement truck that we need to buy, van, and then a version to move the stuff out of the old van into the new van. This is, I'm actually buying two vehicles, so I don't want
to. You're only buying one out of the commissary fund, you only need one.
Well,
you're buying two out of the commissary
fund. Yeah, there's two vehicles here. There's a new Dodge pickup.
That's fine. It was our last meeting was discussed.
Okay.
I thought it was one vehicle.
$60,000.
Okay, so the motion, the second was for the two vehicles then.
Warsaw.
So I'll read
the statement. Yeah, I didn't want to get jammed up, Jay.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to go tell Warsaw.
So the vote was taken. Is anybody clear on that? The vote was taken for the two vehicles?
No, I didn't.
You did not know that?
No.
Okay. We got a motion and a second. We'll rescind the vote. We got a motion and a second for the two vehicles to be leased Run the sheriff.
Buying it.
Buying it, but you're paying it through the commissary fund.
Yes.
For two vehicles.
Correct.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Just want to get it straight. Obviously, I would have
sure. Yeah, no, that's fine. I just want to make sure.
You started with a fancy van for $60,000. Huh? Yeah. Awful fancy.
Well, and I was just talking to, you know, we get good prices, you know, these pickup trucks that we buy down here at Braun's. It's like a $45,000 pickup, and we get those for $27,300. This van from Dobson's, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's on, as far as to buy in retail price, we're getting it for like $23,000. And it's like $10,000 to get everything in the building. You know, those are good prices. So I don't know, you know, can we buy that truck from Dobson's and then turn right around and give it to the county highway if they need a Dodge
state bidding process? Or
some of it is. This is just a thing that Dodge does for police.
Oh.
And you know, it's amazing to me how what you can get.
You want to be able to go buy a new police car and then sell it the next year.
Excuse me, can we verify? So the van was $60,000, and how much was the pickup?
The van is $23,000. Alex, the pickup truck is $27,000.
The total for the two vans. And
then $10,000
for moving the equipment is $60,000.
So the total for both vehicles and everything moved is $60,000.
Yes. Yes. $23,275 for the van. $9,254 to have the stuff moved over. And then $26,887 for the pickup truck.
Okay.
Man, what do they charge so much to move everything over?
Well, I'm not sure, Mike. It's a big aluminum box that fits inside there, and they take it apart and then. We did add a camera. There's no camera in the back, so we've been kind of, you know, you really can't see what's going on back there, so we're putting a camera system in the back.
Rear view mirror for letting them back to back.
Yeah, and then we got a ventilation system that puts the heat and the air conditioning and stuff like that back to that aluminum box that they sit in.
Then we do have for you, Sheriff, the two additionals for group insurance for 911 for the series plus. We discussed that last time that was advertised.
Okay.
We need a motion to approve those two additionals for the sheriff.
I'll move.
A second?
I'll second it.
We've got a motion to second to approve the sheriff group insurance $12,000 and the sheriff 911 group insurance $12,000. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries.
Who made the motion? Who seconded? I think Mike, did you make that motion?
Yep. And I think Tom.
I seconded it.
Ken seconded it. All righty, and then we got Sheriff, we got emergency transfer appropriations. This was, Sheila called me up and there's some needed emergency. Money's taken care of was $68.58 on one, and for training $268, and this was for the take care of last year's books. So when they said just do it, we vote on it. So if we don't approve it tonight, I guess I'll have to pay the money out of my own pocket. But anyway, we got the two school meeting seminars, transfers to household supplies, and then training to PERF. A total of like $320, $350. Need a motion to
allow that transfer.
This transfer.
Okay,
Tom made the motion.
I'll second.
You get a motion to second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. And then we got the seat. I think we're done, Sheriff. Unless you have anything for us.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys.
You know, the only thing I have is the seat transfer, $103. That goes to the PERF. Okay, Linda made the motion. I'm sorry, there's a motion in a second to approve the $103 transfer from CETA to PERF. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. That's all the business. And then we have, let's
Let's I'll entertain a motion to the for the $50,000 to be. That's the only advertisement we have, Laura, then, for next month, is $50,000 for the maintenance department's budget.
Okay. Can you make that motion pending advertising, and that way you can have all of them made? That advertising has already been made, then you can just go ahead and go through with it. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I make the motion pending for $50,000 for the maintenance service. Pending, it hasn't already been advertised.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. If it has been advertised, then it's approved.
Correct.
Okay, I got a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, motion and a second to allow the $50,000 to be put into the maintenance department budget if it has already been advertised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now, if it hasn't been advertised, then advertise it.
Right. Okay.
Yep, if it hasn't been advertised, then advertise it.
Okay.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I got one.
Okay. Yes, Doug?
I want a vehicle for my department, you know?
Right.
I've been approved that.
Right.
I just listened to Sheriff there. What about, because I had one of them.
You mean one of the vans or?
Anything.
Doug, if you want to talk to the sheriff and if he has something available, that would be fine. I don't think commissioners would have a problem with it. I mean, that's, you got money in your budget to do with, you know, to get something if you want.
Okay.
So that's up to your discretion.
I'm not taking away from you.
Okay, we got a motion to approve the minutes as presented. Entertain a second.
I'll second.
Okay, you got a motion second through the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
On this meeting schedule, Jay, I seen Well, my name's wrong. I seen that. And Linda noticed the date on the one meeting.
April.
April should be the 10th.
Yeah.
I thought you fixed that today. We found it.
I thought I fixed it.
Okay, so April 10th.
With those two exceptions, I would make the motion to sign and approve.
What's the matter with your name? It needs to be EA?
It says Michael B. Nick, right? At the top of the line.
Where
does
it say it? Doug said that. It does.
Okay.
Was it Roger Perry's on there? That's all that stuff.
Yeah, on the top there, those names. They have Roger Powers through that.
Rodney's off there. Rodney's off there. Carl Powers out there.
Yeah, that one section up there, Laura, is what we
Yeah. Just kind of X that out and just forget it.
I took a year to say, oops, I didn't know. Oh, I got it.
So the joint session will be the 10th, which is already on. So I got a motion to approve the schedule for the joint sessions and for the council meetings for next year, this year.
I'll second them.
With the exception of the April 13th will be April 15th. Okay, you got a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? A motion carries. And Laura, do you have anything else for us tonight?
I do. I have, evidently there's a library board that needed to be signed. And there was a couple appointments, and I sent emails, but I'm guessing you didn't get those.
Yes, I did.
You did get those?
Yeah.
We already determined that the CDC would continue to keep Doug Roth in there. The Property Tax Assessment Board of Appeals. There are two that the county council appoints. One is Alan Cotner. He was appointed previously, and Michael White. It's a one-year term, so they need to be reappointed, I'm assuming.
Yes. We'll just make a motion at the end. We'll go down the list. I don't know that anybody has declined the appointment.
Okay. Judy Heater was approved for the library. Tom Wolf is currently serving for the council on the Pulaski County Integrated Public Safety Commission, and your term expires. It's a 2-year term, and it expires this year, so that needs to be reappointed, I guess, for a new term. The Plaskide County Human Services Transportation Advisory Council, Howard Connor, his term expires.
Howard's good with it.
And so you want Howard to be Howard's yep. good. And I believe that's it for the council.
We entertain a motion to approve the appointments as presented as previous. Okay, we got a motion and a second to approve the appointments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. That's it?
That's it. I've already approved the minutes. Any signatures? I printed out 2 for the joint, so if you both, if you both sign both of those.
What do you say about me? Hey, Jay, what do you work for? Hey, can I make a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, say it.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
All right.
We're adjourned.
You can talk to
them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Did you really?
No.
No. Well, who this is engineer.
Yeah, I'm glad
we're done. Yeah, I got 2
calls. I put most kind of houses in here.
I put a good word in there. They want to know
if
you think good.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
thank you.
All right. So you may got a call, too.
Oh, my.
That's all what you can do. New Year's Day. Yeah. Good luck. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
The county tomorrow, the county tomorrow, the highway.